scary task when you're trying to make the world a better place. But Mr. Rogers did that, one child at a time, one episode at a time. Today we talk about Won't You Be My Neighbor? Welcome to the best movie of the year so far, the show where I rank the top movies of the year every episode. As the year grows, the list grows, the movies get better, but a show that always lets you know what's the best movie of the year so far. So welcome back. My name is John Ellis. As always, you can find me online at Ellis on Movies on Twitter, ellisonmovies.com. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know your feedback. Continue to leave me 5-star reviews in iTunes. I really appreciate that. So last time we talked about Leave No Trace, a great movie by Deborah Granick, whose previous work you may know from Winter's Bone, where she essentially introduced the world to Jennifer Lawrence. Leave No Trace is another great movie where she introduced us to another young actress. So take a listen to that last episode. Let me know what you think. I really think you'll enjoy Leave No Trace. This week we have something different for you, but equally as great. Won't You Be My Neighbor? So Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood aired for 31 seasons, over 900 episodes. And even if you don't know Mr. Rogers, you at least know him on the peripheral level. You know of the parodies that were done of him and all the discussion and all the talk and maybe him talking in front of Congress and all. So you're at least aware of Mr. Rogers and his impact on all of our lives. And Won't You Be My Neighbor brings all those news stories together that we've heard over the last 30 years, 40 years, addresses each one of them head on. It really gives you an insight into who Fred Rogers was and what his show was all about. So not only is Won't You Be My Neighbor probably the best documentary of the year so far, it's also one of the best movies of the year so far. It's definitely in my top five right now, and a little spoiler alert, we'll discuss that later. But you should know, if you're coming in this movie looking for what Mr. Rogers, what Fred Rogers really was like, the spoiler is that he was like what we saw. There was no other personality. There was no other man. He was who we thought he was, and some that's hard for some people to reconcile with. Won't You Be My Neighbor was directed by Morgan Neville, who has already won an Oscar for 20 Feet from Stardom, another great film, and he has this knack for bringing these likable hero-like characters to screen. And this is no exception. Of course, having a character like or a real person like Fred Rogers makes it easy for Neville. So Fred Rogers himself was an ordained minister, a well-accomplished musician, a master puppeteer. And that in itself doesn't make for a great television show. In fact, if we had tried to do a show like that now, it just probably wouldn't work. But it's because of those things, and it's because of the intent of his show that it works so well. In fact, what we learned in this documentary is Rogers wasn't even a fan of television. That was why he created television, because he thought everything out there was bad and he needed something good because it had such a strong influence on children, so that he felt it was his calling to do something worthwhile, to give it a positive impact onto children and adults as well. And everything with the show, Mr. Rogers' show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, it was all intentional. It was very slow intentional. We learned that. As the show started, he walked in, maybe peeked in the window, took off his coat, put on a sweater, changed his shoes, and took his time and tied each shoe. It was very specific, very deliberate, and very slow. He let the audience know, hey, we're going to stop for a second. We're going to breathe. We're going to take our time, and we're going to do this the right way. And it gave kids a chance to self-reflect. They may not have realized they were doing that. They were children, but they are. They're taking a breath. So keep in mind, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood often sat between Sesame Street and Electric Company, both loud shows, both colorful shows, and both good shows in their own right. But this was a totally separate show that gave kids a chance to kind of see the world and have someone talk to them and look them directly in the eye and tell them they're important. But Won't You Be My Neighbor is just not a behind the scenes look into making another television show. It also gave us insight into who he was. And we learned that Fred Rogers was a man of doubt, a man that was concerned if what he was doing was really working. Was it making a difference? If he had a show or not have a show, does it make any difference in society at all? And that was a concern for him. Was he doing enough? We also see all the backlash he incurred, but why? In a world where we need an excuse for goodness, Mr. Rogers showed that there was no ulterior motives to his beliefs. He was making a difference because he could. But he also believed that everyone was special and everyone had a gift and everyone was important. Everyone is special. That includes you and that includes me. And Mr. Rogers believed in you and me and whether we believed in ourselves or not. So please go check out Won't You Be My Neighbor. Now for top five movies of 2018 so far. Number five, A Quiet Place. If you haven't seen that, I certainly recommend it. If you can still find it in the theater, I'd urge you to see it there. I'm not sure if it's a movie that's going to work as well at a home viewing, but if you haven't seen it at the theater, please go find it before it's gone. Four, we just talked about Won't You Be My Neighbor. Again, not only is it the best documentary of the year, it's currently one of the best movies of the year so far. It's worth seeing. It's worth seeing in the theater. And let people know that you like this. Spread the word. Number three, Black Panther. To me, it's the best Marvel movie of the year. We had Infinity War as well, but there's something different about Black Panther. It's different in multiple ways, and there's a previous episode that we talk about that. But overall, it's just great filmmaking. So Black Panther is one of my favorite movies of the year. Number two, Paddington 2. Again, a beautiful movie that more and more people need to know about. Seems like it kind of got pushed aside a lot, but it's just done so well. It's so creative. It's so lovable. And it's so fun to watch. And it's a great movie for the family. So number one, Eighth Grade. Eighth Grade is my favorite movie of the year so far. I enjoyed it a lot, and I'm looking forward to watching it again as soon as possible. So thanks again for continuing to listen, like, share, comment. Let me know your thoughts. Find me on Twitter. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm right. Let me know what you think your favorite movie of the year is so far. Find more reviews and more discussions, more trailers on ellisonmovies.com. And until then, I'll see you in the theater.